14. The labor pundit also used the phrase economic democracy, by which he presumably means a redistribution of wealth, but this is not a vision that challenges capitalism as ideology. Capitalism as ideology tells us that the productive forces have to be developed so that we can achieve economies of scale and efficiently mine the Earth's resources. For what? I heard a woman fleeing war, forced into a refugee camp, say she didn't want to be fed. She wanted her own land back, and her own seed, and her own chickens, and her own water, so she could live in harmony, on, in balance with her own earth, and feed herself. Now, the civilization story would label her backward. But of course, when children of privilege in the urban U.S. say the same thing, they're celebrated as innovators and written up in feel-good magazines. 15. Saying, as we did last week, that it is not the market they want to be self-regulating by, but us, is another way of saying they want the market to regulate us, control us, which in theory obviates the need for the nation state. 16, particularly as the state was made to push us all in. And now that we are all in, if generalized scarcity regulates us, then as long as we are kept atomized and there are supranational means of control, organized violence, covert and overt, then I think the rest is obvious. 17, power is now outed. It is nakedly seen in the market. And this means to leash us is also the means to see us. The wage is the panopticon, the means by which we are seen, i.e. power sees us. So to live free from force, to give our full gifts uncoerced, we must be free of the wage. And to be free of necessity, we need each other, mutual aid. A mass movement to end wage work is the only way. And I am totally out of time. So until next week, peace.